The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Two esteemed podcasters from the Irish Times on the line, Jen Hogan and Aideen Finnegan. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Hello, Jonathan.
It's good to be with you. Aideen, explain to me the concept of, I know what quiet quitting is in the workforce, but what is quiet quitting when it comes to Christmas?
Well, I hadn't heard about it described in this way, but it actually makes an awful lot of sense. So I suppose quiet quitting is in the traditional sense of like when we heard about it in terms of like work and your 9 to 5. It's about doing what's required and not doing anything extra. So I suppose if you map that onto Christmas, you can do the same thing. You can do what's required, and what's required will obviously differ from person to person and family to family. And then I think not doing extra is the important bit. Like I gave up. I didn't realize I was quiet quitting on Christmas, but I kind of did that a good while ago. And it might be. And my mother and my parents have done a brilliant job of creating a fabulous atmosphere at Christmas. But there was this part of like Christmas Eve, either on the 23rd or the 24th of December, when she would be violently hoovering and you'd just be like, get out of her way, because, you know, the stress was up to 90 with her getting the place ready for the visitors and everything. And I just kind of thought, no, I can't do that when I have my own family. So I've kind of made that, I've kind of been resolute with myself that I'm not going to overdo it.
So apart from having a clearly messy house in the run-up to Christmas, I mean, are you just going to sit there looking at your Brussels sprouts, or how's it going to work?
Well, no. Listen, I'm very fortunate. I have two young children who are bewitched by the magic of Christmas, and I'm just choosing to revel in that. Do you know what? There was actually the clinical psychologist, Maureen Gaffney, she did an interview on radio. It was one of those moments, you know, I suppose when radio could be very powerful and you kind of think that really stuck with me, that really, I couldn't stop listening to that conversation. And she was talking about having a mindful Christmas and really kind of tune into, because what you think is happening may, and how you feel about Christmas might not actually match the reality of what's going on around you. So I think as well, like every Christmas is, if you are lucky that you aren't going through some of those terrible things that happen in people's lives, like bereavement and marriage breakdown and that kind of thing, if you're not going through one of those things, you can get very wrapped up in and get het up. And I think it's important just to sit back and kind of look around the table and kind of go, they will never be that age this Christmas again.
Yes, you know, this never is be, true. You know,
This moment will never be repeated. And I think once you can kind of just zone out and get in touch with that, I found it very helpful anyway, that conversation that she had.
Jen, you are absolutely obsessed with Christmas. I know that. There is no question of you quiet quitting in any meaningful way, is there? I mean, could you understand the reason why one might, though?
There's no question of me quiet anythinging. I don't do quiet, so there's no chance. I have my 3,000 lights on the Christmas tree, as I mentioned to a friend that I was coming on to talk to you about this evening. She goes, yeah, it sounds like you're quiet quitting with all those lights there. But I totally agree with Aideen there in terms of trying to savour the moments and to remember that they're only this age for this Christmas and it won't be like that again. But I do lament a little bit that people are stepping back completely. As in, I was reading Tanya Sweeney's piece on this, and the idea that, you know, we might not send Christmas cards anymore, or that we don't meet up with friends. And I know people can be very sensitive about that because you've got people coming out of the woodwork and stuff like that, it might be described as, and you might not see them as often. But I think it's that wonderful time where you're encouraged to make a little bit of effort because we're so busy. I also had a mother who rage hoovered, so she's spot on with that too. And I definitely don't want to be that mum. I want to, you know, I'd love to be more organised so that I'm calmer and getting to savour all these moments like I'm saying it. That part I'm not sure I've got right, but I do embrace that kind of, I suppose, the idea that we do really reach out and see people that we don't necessarily see at other times during the year and make a conscious effort to see extended family more and all those things. But I think it's a pity if we step back from that a little bit and go, no, it's just going to be me and my immediate family, because hopefully you have that time with them all the year round if you're lucky enough, but and there aren't terrible things going on in your life.
there's terrible pressure coming on us from all sides, and a lot of it is the commercially side, right? Which is, you know, you have to buy the shiniest and the bestest, and the Santa list is putting pressure on as well. But it's the social pressure. I mean, it feels to me, Jen, that this is a reflection of the social pressure that has built up away from all the commercial.
The social pressure, it depends. So the social pressure to engage in the commercial side of things. I mean, you look at all those Santa experiences and they're wonderful and they're lovely, but they're a huge financial pressure on families. Very time consuming, obviously, when by the time people book them and get everybody together and do all those things. And they're lovely and they're wonderful and they're great to make memories. But again, it's that huge cost that they add to things. I think the social pressure, I think that we nearly pride ourselves a little bit on being introverted. And I think that's nearly a badge of honour that people wear. You're either obviously introverted or extroverted or a combination of both. But I think there's a great, you'll see people talk a lot about that. Oh, I don't like people. Oh, I just want to be in my pyjamas and on the couch at 9 o'clock. I absolutely do not want to be in my pyjamas.
A lot of them work in News Talk. I'm just putting that on the record now.
I think the rest of them are in the Irish ones. No, I'm joking. I like getting to catch up with people. I do. I look out my window a little bit wistfully at the families across it, because we tend to have Christmas just the nine of us. And I know, as I say, just the nine of us sounds mad, but you know, that's what we're used to. There's nine of us anyway, just the bare nine. And I'm looking out and you see people like where they're all getting together and extended family are coming and probably just make up our numbers anyway when they're visiting. And I would love to have this supersized Christmas. Like I'm hoping that's what's coming in the future. You know, that's kind of payback for this.
Aideen, isn't this the same as, will we have a big wedding or a small wedding? It's about having the wedding you want as opposed to the wedding people think you want.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, I definitely want to see as many people as I can, but I kind of think, I actually put a ban this year on any a non-essential meeting of family. So, like, people who fly home, like, you have to see them. That's your chance. But other people, I'm like, no, we'll catch at some stage, but I'm not
Are you doing this on the radio publicly now? Is this you coming out and saying you don't want to see your cousins?
No, well, I mean, not that I don't want to see them. It's just I'm just not trying to make the effort of getting ferrying everyone around.
I've got to stop you digging there, because it sounds like you're going down a hole and you might never come out of it between now and the big day itself. We leave it there. Aideen Finnegan and Jen Hogan, both podcasters of note with the Irish Times. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.